KJAN Sports.
It is time to take a look at sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's start with some high school sports last night. The Glenwood Ram Relays held last night over in Glenwood. This is a boys' event. Saw Glenwood win the meet with 189 points. Atlantic the runner-up with 130.5 points. Harlan finishing third with 115.5. TJ was fourth with 101. Lewis Central, Clarinda, Abe Lincoln, and Red Oak, the rest of the eight teams in the field. Take a look at some of those Atlantic results for you from last night. In the 100-meter dash, Grant Reed placing second for the Trojans. Also last night, individual events saw Bradley Dennis of Atlantic finish second in the 800 meters. Drake Roller was fifth, and Grant Reed the champion in the 110 hurdles last night. In the 1600 meters, Jackson Eden was the champion for Atlantic. Phoenix Shadden placing third in that event. In the 3200 meters, Phoenix Shadden was the winner with Bradley Dennis right behind in second place. Grant Reed won the 400-meter hurdle event last night for Atlantic. Also in some of the field events, Austin Alexander had a third-place finish in the high jump last evening. And also in the relays, in the 4x100, Atlantic's team placing second. In the 4x4, Atlantic a third-place finisher. Atlantic fifth in the 4x800-meter relay. Third in the shuttle hurdle relay. Also third in the sprint medley and a runner-up finish in the 1600-meter distance medley relay event last night at Glenwood. Also, the Jerome Howe relays held last night in Trainer saw Trainer win the meet with 143 points. St. Albert was second with 85. Underwood and Fremont Mills each with 72 points for third. AHSTW fifth with 65 points. Also, Shenandoah, Riverside, Griswold, East Mills, Exira EHK, and Tri-Center among the teams in the field. Champions last night in those events in the 100-meter dash, Gage Clay of AHSTW wins that event. He also took the 200-meter dash title. Brett Daly of Trainer wins the 400-meter dash. Also last night, Trey Castle of Trainer, the champ in the 800 meters. Tyler Fries of Underwood wins the 110 hurdles. The 1600 title went to Trey Castle of Trainer. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer won the 3200 meters. Brett Daly of Trainer, the 400-meter hurdle champion. Also last night in the discus event, Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills wins it. In the high jump, Jaden Jonke of Griswold is the champ. In the long jump, Brett Daly of Trainer, the winner. Matt Glockel of East Mills took the shot put event. Also in the relays, Fremont Mills took the 4x100. AHSTW, the champ in the 4x200 meters. St. Albert won the 4x400 meter relay. Underwood, the 4x8. And St. Albert, the shuttle hurdle relay. Also, Trainer took the sprint medley relay. Riverside wins the distance medley relay event last night in that meet at Trainer. Audubon also hosting its annual Early Bird Girls Meet last evening. That was a rescheduled event. There were no team scores kept last night. Logan Magnolia, though, had 8 wins to lead the way. Kylan Strait took the 100 hurdles and the long jump. Loma also winning the shuttle hurdle relay. Also, Caitlin Diggins won the shot put. Taylor Sporer won the 800. Violet Lapke won the 400. They also took the 4x8 and the 800-meter medley relay events last night. From Missouri Valley, Jessica Norman was part of 4 winning events last night, or 3 of their 4 winning events. So she won the 200-meter dash and was a member of the 1600-meter medley and 4x200-meter relays. Also, Mo Valley took the 4x200-meter relay and the 1600-meter relay. And Alexis Cook won the 1500-meter run last night. Also, Tri-Center picked up a couple of relay wins in the 4x1 and the 4x4. Tri-Center also got a win in the 100 meters by Addie Fisher. Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon won the high jump event. Emily Hinners of Arweva took the discus. Carly Larson of Underwood, the 3,000. And also J.C. Schumann of AHSTW was the champ in the 400-meter hurdles in those events last night in Audubon. Also in some high school sports last night in girls soccer, it was Underwood beating Riverside 10-0, St. Albert over Creston 5-0, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC, a winner over Missouri Valley 1-0 in girls soccer. In boys soccer, it was Glenwood over Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. St. Albert defeated Creston in penalty kicks last night as well. In girls golf, Tri-Center beat St. Albert 215-248. Also in boys golf, Tri-Center over St. Albert, 181-208 last evening. Well, this time the North Carolina squad got it right. The Tar Heels have erased the memory of last year's buzzer-beating loss to Villanova in the NCAA title game as they top Gonzaga 71-65 last night to win this year's national championship. It's the sixth NCAA crown for North Carolina, which closed on a 9-0 run after Nigel Williams-Goss hit a jumper to put the Bulldogs ahead 65-63 with under 2 minutes remaining. Justin Jackson converted a three-point play with a minute 40 left to put the Tar Heels ahead to stay. He added a game-clinching slam with 12 seconds left to give North Carolina a five-point cushion. Joel Berry II had a team-high 22 points for the Tar Heels, who won despite shooting under 36% from the field and going 4 for 27 from three-point range. Berry was named the outstanding player of the Final Four, playing on two bad ankles and bouncing back from a 2-for-14 shooting effort against Oregon on Saturday. Jackson was 0-for-9 from beyond the arc, but finished with 16 points, while Isaiah Hicks added 13. North Carolina's shooting was actually better than Gonzaga's, as Williams Goss paced the Bulldogs with 15 points, despite missing 12 of his 17 attempts. Josh Perkins contributed 13 points, but Shemek Karnowski shot 1-for-8 from the field, scoring just 9 points and pretty much was just in the way all night. The Bulldogs shot 33% in losing their first title game appearance in what was anything but a pretty basketball game last night. In other college basketball news, Patrick Ewing is returning to his alma mater. Ewing has been hired as Georgetown's men's basketball coach, replacing John Thompson III. His return comes 23 years after he led the Hoyas to their only national championship. Ewing has been an assistant coach with the NBA's Charlotte Hornets and had hoped for years to land an NBA head coaching job. The Basketball Hall of Famer is considered the greatest player in Georgetown history, averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds, guiding the Hoyas to 3 NCAA title game appearances under John Thompson Jr. Kentucky freshman De'Aaron Fox says he'll enter the NBA draft and hire an agent. Fox finished as the Wildcats' second leading scorer, averaging nearly 17 points and topping the team in assists. The 6'3" guard is a possible NBA lottery pick and is the first of what could be several Wildcat underclassmen to turn pro this spring. Iowa linebacker coach Seth Wallace says his focus this spring has been on improvements and building some depth. All three starting linebackers, Josie Jewell, Bo Bauer, and Ben Neiman, return for the Hawkeyes in what is one of their most veteran groups.
You recognize that your veteran guys are in there for X amount of snaps, and you try to challenge them mentally. From a fundamental standpoint, things of that nature. You know, hopefully those guys, if they are out in front, if they're running with the first group, hopefully those guys have got the fundamentals down, techniques, but you've got to challenge them mentally. And, you know, I think you look at the script and you try to do that when they're in there. And then when the other guys are in there, you try to give them a little bit of a head start and, help them out.
Wallace says the changes in the Iowa offense have provided a good challenge for the linebackers.
You know, practice is a little bit different from a design standpoint, certainly different. A little bit offensively, so it's forcing us to probably grow at a much faster rate. So, you know, those guys are being thrown into the fire, and right now they're still surviving. So, I'm encouraged by all of them.
He says a key will be getting some of the younger players ready in case they're needed next season. Iowa's spring game is coming up on April 21st. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell likes the progress the Cyclones are making entering the final week of spring football. ISU is coming off its second scrimmage over the weekend, and this is Campbell's second spring as the coach, and he says the mentality has been much different this year.
I think last year at this time, guys were counting the days till spring practice was over and being ready to be done. You know, this year, this football team, really, from the day we came back in January till where we're at right now, the majority of this team has really understood the value when nobody's watching, when you guys aren't here, when the fans aren't in the stands, how critical our success and growth is.
Campbell is confident the Cyclones have the talent and the work ethic to improve upon last year's 3-9 record.
You can do all that. All those things give you a chance. But until it actually the lights come on and real football begins, it's, any coach in the country is going to say, yeah, we're right on schedule. But I think I'm real enough to tell you until that starts, until we get to that point, it's a little bit of an unknown.
Iowa State's spring game is coming up this Saturday. Well, Miguel Sano homered and drew a third bases loaded walk for Minnesota during a dreadful seventh inning for Kansas City's bullpen as the Irvin Santana and the Minnesota Twins beat the Royals 7-1 on Monday for their first opening victory in 9 years. Santana gave up just 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 3 over 7 innings, aided by 2 diving catches of sinking line drives by center fielder Byron Buxton that highlighted a stellar afternoon of defense by the Twins. Mike Moustakas homered, leading off the 4th for the Royals, but Sano responded in the bottom of the inning with a tying 425-foot drive into the second deck off of Danny Duffy. After signing a $65 million 5-year contract to assume the role of the ace of the rotation, Duffy's first career opening day start was a dazzler with 8 strikeouts over 6 innings with 3 hits and 3 walks allowed. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat Toronto in 11 innings, 3-2. Cleveland down Texas, 8-5. Houston over Seattle, 3-0. Oakland beat the L.A. Angels, 4-2. The White Sox and Detroit were rained out in Chicago. In the National League, Washington beat Miami, 4-2. The Mets over Atlanta, 6-0. Colorado beat Milwaukee, 7-5. Philly over Cincinnati, 4-3. Dodgers beat San Diego, 14-3. In interleague play, Boston over Pittsburgh by a 5-3 final. And St. Louis gave another of its young players a long-term contract, agreeing to a $33.5 million six-year deal with right fielder Stephen Piscotty. The 26-year-old would have been eligible for arbitration after the 2018 season and free agency after the 2021 season. That deal announced on Monday calls for a $2 million signing bonus and salaries of $1 million each in the first 2 years, $7 million apiece in 2018 and 19, and $7.25 million in each of the next 2 years. The Cardinals have a $15 million option for 2023 with a $1 million buyout, and the option price could escalate to $18 million. Piscotty had agreed in February to a one-year deal paying just over $560,000 in major leagues and $256,000 in the minors. He made his debut for the Cards in 2015, finishing sixth in the National League Rookie of the Year voting after hitting .305 in 63 games. He had 22 homers and 85 RBIs in 153 games last year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.